All right, guys, so we're going to start. We're going to do like we usually do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to try to come out with that major yesod, a major foundation point that we could bring into our lives. Okay, this week's parsha, as you guys all know, if you don't, now you'll find out, is Parsha's Maaseh. Finally, after a long time, America and Eretz Yisrael are all getting together. Actually, when I was giving shir in Mivaseret, I was giving a parsha shir once a week, and I had some people listening in America, so it was very complicated for me because I had two different parshas. So what I was trying to do is trying to find a commonality, I don't know if that's the right word, between the two, ask questions in Yesodos. But finally, in America, it's Matos Maaseh, in Eretz Yisrael it's Maaseh. A little shorter Shnaya Mikra. But we're all coming together, you know, coming right before Dvarim. Baruch Hashem. And then if you guys have any interest, some of those shirim on YU Torah, Yisrael Bloom, my name, that's what my parents told me. And, okay, so let's start. Okay, Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah tells us, Eilu Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, these are the travels of Klal Yisrael, Asher Yatsu Meretz Mitzrayim, that they left Mitzrayim, L'Sivosom B'yad Moshe B'yarum. So right away, Rashi asks a famous question, which we all know, that says, why did the Torah have to, Lama Nichtavu HaMatzos Halalu? Why did the Torah, we know that there's no extra letter in the Torah, and these are all the traveling points. So why does the Torah have to tell us all the different travels? And furthermore, we left Mitzrayim so long ago. We left Mitzrayim 40 years ago. Ask the Malvin, what are you talking about, Asher? Yatsu Meretz Mitzrayim? Whenever you go on a trip, you're not focusing on where you left, you're focusing on where you are going. So what's this pasuk talking about? First of all, and then Rashi all of a sudden, Rashi quotes down Medrash Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma Darish Bo Drosh Acheres, Moshul Melech, a Moshul like a king, Shaya Beno Chole, his son is sick, V'holicho L'machum Rachok, and then he goes to a faraway place, L'Rafua. So, Kevan Shayu Chozerin, once they came back, Hitchel Ovin Monet Kor Masos, now they're starting to count all the different travelings. Avelo Kan Yishanu. Here, Chavar Shalom, hello, what's up? Here, this is where we slept. Kan Ukrav, this is where we got cold. Kan, right? Kashash Bil Shekha, my head started hurting. What? No, this is like 1B. Some guy's taking notes, I like that. Yeah, this is like 1B. That, what are you talking about? When you go on a trip, you don't talk about, right? If you guys ever, you got on trips, you've gone to things, I hope. So you don't talk about your going down. Actually, I actually remember when I was a kid, it's always about the stories, right? It's actually a different sister. We decided that we were going to go to Florida. We used to fly down to Florida every year. Disney, what's up? Epcot, they still have Epcot nowadays? You guys like pretend you don't know? Yeah, you do. Yeah, Epcot, right? So what?
Golf ball.
Yeah, what?
Golf ball.
Golf ball? Oh, it's, all right, golf ball. Right, so it's a golf ball. So Epcot, I love Epcot. It's probably like you could fly nowadays. Like in my day, it's like you play arcades and you thought it was the coolest thing. Now, okay, whatever. So 1 year, it's not even my story I'm going to tell, but you guys listen to the story. So 1 year, we decided we were going to drive to Florida. I don't know if anyone has ever had that experience. It's crazy. So normally you don't remember your travels.
Why are we like, talking about driving from Florida instead of driving back from Florida?
What, you asking Natasha? No question.
Right, there's always
Okay. Like, so we were traveling, and I remember because I remember the travels there. Why do I remember? Because I remember once going to a supermarket, and me and my sister were throwing a watermelon, and we dropped it. That was awesome. Yeah, that was great. No, I never saw such a big mess in my whole life. And then there was one point my sister like decided she was angry at everyone, a different sister from the water side. She decided that she wasn't going to pass the food, so like we starved for like a day and a half. Whatever. But normally, you don't remember the happenings. You remember going to the Epcot, going to Universal Studios, whatever. I want to show off my keys. Okay, so that's the question on the story.
On Rashi,
yeah.
How's Rashi's mashal the same as the Torah? Because in Rashi's mashal, the
great
coming back,
Great question.
He was saying, here is where we did this, here is where we did this. Right. He wasn't just saying, first we went here, then we went here, then we went here. Good. He was pointing to the place and said, this is where we slept.
Right.
So like, it's very different, I think, than the Torah saying, first,
okay, good. So the Gor Aryeh, asks a similar type of question. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Here, we're gonna answer. Okay. Okay. And build it up. Okay. Question. That's question one. What in the world's going on with Rashi? And you know, there's no extra words in the Torah. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way and tell us all the travels? Later on in the Torah, we find out the first Yirtzai written in the Torah. We don't find that anywhere else. And whose is it? The years that Aaron, right? It tells us in Perek Lamagimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches, that Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. Question two, why is the Torah going out of its way in Yoni Deyoma tomorrow? What's up? So in Yoni Deyoma tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishenichnas Av, Mimatim Simcha, so as the Mishnah says in Tainis, why is the Torah going out of its way and telling us Aaron's Yirtzai. We don't have any other Yirtzai. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on Zayin Adar, but that was, right? But that was Midrashim. It's not in the Torah. So why Aaron's Yirtzai is written in the Torah? Question two. Question three. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, praiseworthy is someone that says Ashrei three times a day. That's why we say Ashrei.
Ashrei, Ashrei.
Ashrei, Ashrei. Right? No, that's why we say Ashrei two times in Shacharis. And we also say it in Mincha. All those guys that come late to any of those, you probably don't say three times a day, but sometimes you do. So you're supposed to say Ashrei three times a day. But the Gemara says later on in Brachos that if you say Hallel every day, you're a Magadi. Ask the great Meshech Chochma. I'm going to give you the date because I love telling dates. Try to show off a little, even though I just wrote it down, even though I... Whatever. 1843 to 1926, Meir Simcha from Davinsky was the Gadol Hador, Meshech Chochma, or Sameach. What's going on here? You say Ashrei three times a day, you're praiseworthy. And if you say Hallel, you are a blasphemer. Whatever that means, right? Whatever that word is, you're a cursor. Okay. I said it wrong? Blasphem. Yes, okay. Yeah, he's a cursor. Yeah. Question. Then. What don't you understand? Well, we asked a question. I don't understand it either. What?
From Ashrei to Hallel.
Oh, we're gonna answer. Hopefully, Hashem's with Hashem's help.
What's
the connection with the other two things?
No.
And then why don't you also ask about?
Why is that a question?
Why is that a question?
Why don't you also ask about like saying? Why don't you also ask about being Ma'arech Be'Echad? Like, why is that phrase?
You're saying the questions is, like, you're trying to say this question's a silly question. What's the difference between Hallel and Ashrei? That's a good question.
Why should it specifically
why is that
Ashrei? Ashrei is a praise. Shkoyach, that's one is Hallel and Ashrei. Why is Ashrei good and not, and why is Ashrei good and Hallel and Ashrei?
Why Ashrei?
What? I'm just okay. That's a deeper question of why specifically us. Okay, there's a ruckus going on. Very good question. Okay, you got fighting the mechamtush table. Okay. Okay. Question four. 3B. Even though this question has nothing to do with anything, but people get scared when I said like the first year. Yes, that's what I do. You see that? Because you love the story. I actually have a good story. I actually have a couple stories, but time is of the essence, and we have to go steig. But in question four, 3B, really no connection to anything we said. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. You're like, what? Yosef, yeah, here. 3B, we'll call it. 3C. Okay. So Yosef HaTzadik, the great Yosef HaTzadik, he lived a hard life. Brothers hated him. He didn't really know. I mean, his father loved him. But you have to know. You know, he didn't really know. You know, maybe he thought his father was part of the plan also. You don't know what's going on in his head, just like I don't know what's going on in any of your heads. Like, what's wrong with this rabbi, weird guy? So, Yosef HaTzadik, where was the turning point? Where was the turning point in Yosef HaTzadik's life? We know that when he got to Mitzrayim... Okay, I hear. I'm going to tell you a different Nakuda, I think. Good. This is my own opinion. You're saying, again, he was in, you know, he got taken out, beautiful lady. Was Pashut?
That was Pashut.
What? That she was the turning point? I think there was a turning point before that. Okay, everyone's antsy today. Baruch Hashem, you're up to learn the Tayyidin. Yeah, whatever I say is push up shot. Okay, right. Okay, now.
The Chaloms.
Okay, good. So again, let's get the four questions. questions, okay? Three C questions, okay? Because I'm into clarity. If any of you guys have spoken to me, I'm very into just making sure you have everything clear. Maybe I'm not clear, so I think I'm clear. Okay, whatever. But Rashi says again, the masos. Why are we talking about masos? And all of a sudden we're talking about headaches. And what's going on here? And why are you telling me we left Mitzrayim? A lot of jam-packed. Don't say that. It's like eight questions. I know, Zach. You're a tricky guy. I know. Right? Akiva also asked a question in there. We kind of like told him a Gorari. I don't know if the Gorari really answers it or not, but we'll try to pretend. Nobody, he does. It's upon that one. Question two was, why are we telling the earth site of Aaron HaKohen? Question three, you guys tell me. Question three.
Why is Ashley
so good and Hollywood good? You guys are listening. Come on. And the fourth question was, turning point of Yosef. Okay, so we got a lot of questions. Try to put it all together one Yisod. Now last year, I was able to tell you, a big thing I talk about, I haven't spoken about it yet, I didn't even say the words yet, but the big thing I talk about a lot in Yeshiva. I've actually been going strong for the past close to 3 years already. Okay? I was once speaking here, in Beit Meir. I was giving a shiur to all yeshiva. I think it might have been Shavuos. I don't remember when it was. Maybe during the year, Shabbaton. And I was talking about how, listen, we're all here and we want to grow and we want to become better people and we want to learn Torah. You guys are really the future of Klal Yisrael. And you're like, okay, Rabbi, great. No, but you really are. Okay. You really, you're like, what was that weird voice? I don't know if Pee Wee Herman, I don't know if you guys know Pee Wee Herman. But you're learning the Torah and you're keeping worlds up, and we have to be mechazik ourselves. Because, it's towards the middle of the summer, maybe a little past the midpoint, and the summer goes very fast, as you guys all know, and you feel it, it's crazy, it's almost done. It's been an awesome summer so far, and we still have a little 2.5 weeks. And we have to be mechazik ourselves in our learning, and we spoke last time, we spoke about, not sure if I'm putting it on Y Toria, maybe, if my focus is someone else, if I can put it on or not. But we spoke about what? We spoke about growth and we spoke about relationships and basketball, even though I really embarrassed myself in the 3-on-3, yes, Gavin said, whatever, I think I broke my thumb, so I'll blame it on the thumb. Whatever. So and we spoke about relationships and we've spoken about growth and what growth means. But I think a major yisod of life. What? No, you're doing it. I'm right. I don't know, it's fine. Hashem runs the world. Okay, so one of the big things in life, the big things in life is bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives in a practical way. As I call it, Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya means, with Hashem's help, no one starts singing in Miami Voice Choir, you can control yourself, you can sing it afterwards. I like that joke. Okay, good, nice. Okay, later afterwards, you'll have a nice choir going on. Yeah, so, but really the whole essence of life is seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life on a practical way. You know, somebody, I was having a conversation with him, and he's like, yeah, Hashem, like, he really cares about me. There's so many billions of people in this world. He really cares about me. He cares about the big things. I believe in God, but come on. We don't believe that. We believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our lives on every single day. And when I took upon myself, I was speaking, and I said, you know what? Why not every day write something down in a notebook, like notes with a pen or paper. One guy told me he was doing it on his phone. Okay, this is good also. But every day, there's small things and there's big things. Every day, write down something that you saw at the hand of Hashem. And it doesn't have to be, the Kriyas Yamsuf. A small thing, you make a ride, you miss a phone call, and then it turned out to be good. And not always are we going to always see the results. I have notebooks. Why did I create a notebook? So while I was speaking, I'm like, write it down. Because imagine you found your great-grandfather's notebook. And you forget about your iPhone. You'd be glued to it. See his struggles. See where he brought Hashem into his life. It would be awesome. And you all have the ability to do that now. You're 16, 17, 18. You're right, even if anyone's listening, you're 75, you could still do it. I don't know if anyone's 75 or anyone's going to be listening to this or whatever. Right? But you always have the ability to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam in. I was talking about this when I spoke in Ribera Wine Shul. So you could say it as a T4, I don't think so. I'm just like saying a fact, I spoke in Ribera. I'm not like trying to show off. Okay, sorry, the voice is giving again. I have to control myself. I know, control, really, self-control, that's what life's about. We talked about that. So I spoke, and then it was awesome because like some older ladies came over and they were telling me all these stories. These stories didn't make any sense, but they thought they did. You know, like they usually have things like, oh, okay, that's great, fine. I wasn't listening. What did they say? But I should. But again, Siyata D'Shmaya means is that you see the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life on a practical way. Last year, I told a story out in Zev. Right, some of the other Chevra not here, but whatever. I told the story, and three guys actually came over. They're like, Rabbi, are you going to tell the story? So I don't want to tell the story again. I can do a little chazar. It was a really strange story. I want to tell you a different story. I don't know what story am I talking about? Oh, no! You don't show up and someone remembers anything I say, but no. Okay. Oh! That's the key.
I never heard the story.
Oh, you didn't hear the story? Okay. I should tell that story. I have another good story. I have so many. Again, but what I do, I'm telling you, it's amazing. My kids actually, they go, I always write, I write notes, and then I write it out longhand. Because, you know, after May of Ezra, they'll see my book of Siyata D'Shmaya. Right? But it's really amazing. If I look back, whenever like I'm depressed or whatever, I shouldn't have talked about my depression. No, I'm just joking. No, whenever, you know, I'm down, I just look back at my Siyata D'Shmaya. I should do that actually. What I'm saying now, I should do it. But I look back and I see like the hand of Hashem. It's amazing. This happened and this happened, and you think this went wrong, and it really turned out to be amazing. Again, we don't always see everything. We're not Hashem. You know, we think we are, but it's amazing what Hashem does for us. Now, last year I had a chasana. I had a chassan in America. My wife's sister was getting married. Mazel tov. She got married. Baruch Hashem. That was a year ago. And what did he say? Okay, good, bad joke. So I heard the joke. Baruch Hashem, happily married, beautiful. So we were going to America, and I was going to, I'm going to tell two stories, and then we're going to answer the questions. What time is this? I'm telling my recorder now. Oh, okay. Not so bad. 17 minutes. Okay, so, yeah, I know, it feels like less than that or more than that? Okay, so, so you like that joke? Good. Okay, so this is what happened. So I don't have a car. A lot of my stories are it actually just happened this morning. You know, like, I'm always running for a bus. It's like a really weird thing. Like, I should just get there before the bus, but I missed the bus by a second. The bus driver saw me, actually. I'm telling you, saw me, whatever. So a lot of stories happen with buses. I make a bus. You really see a lot of people have cars here, but it's not uncommon because there's good public transportation in Yerushalayim. Not everyone could afford a car. And there's a lot of people taking buses. You really see real personalities coming out. Like, people, I'm saying, you see like 85-year-old women like running after the bus. I know you guys are not allowed to take a bus, but just watch it. It's unbelievable.
I missed two buses.
And it's the worst feeling. I started this thing. I really do this. I was once walking with a guy. I'm like, let's go. He's like, why are we running? I'm like, the worst feeling in the world is to miss the bus by a second. I said, let's just go. He's like, but there's no bus in sight. He's like, can we just like look on Move It? I'm like, no, just go. Let's go. I start running. He's like taking off. Like, what is this weird guy doing? And all of a sudden, I may make the bus by a second. I'm like, you're welcome. He's like, I can't breathe. I'm going to die. You're welcome. So, but I, over 20 times, I made the bus because I just, you know, I don't want to miss the bus. Okay. So now, why am I talking about a bus? Oh, okay. So I went to go dry clean my suit. Now, this is a strange part. I show that I'm not scared about it because I don't have a car. So most people, when they have like bags of stuff, they put things in the car. So I don't have a car, and I need to get it. So I'm not like one of those old bubbies that like takes a bubby cart, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really embarrassing, even though I have one, whatever you're talking about. But I sometimes, a little stranger than that, sometimes I take a suitcase. Okay? Some people think that I go to America every day. Okay? So I take a suitcase. One time, I was going for this chasana, and I was taking the suitcase. And I was going to dry clean. I had stuff. I was getting stuff. It was like a week before the chasana. And I was going to dry clean my suit in Yerushalayim. Very good dry cleaners. I've had a lot of experience with bad dry cleaners. I know my dry cleaners. Like, well, you have a story about it. Yeah, I have a lot of stories. Like, whatever. So I was going to take my suit in my suitcase, go into the dry cleaner, and all of a sudden I get off the bus, and a lady, a chiloni lady, chas b'shalom, right? No, we love all Jews. Yeah, but a chiloni lady, wasn't dressed so appropriately, taps me on the shoulder. I'm like, listen, lady, I'm married. What are you doing? She's like, your bag is open. I'm like, my bag is open? I'm like, what are you talking about? And my suitcase was open. And I look, and my jacket's there, but my pants aren't there. And it was my suit. It's a good suit. Nice suit. I won't tell you how much it was. More than $50, you know. It was a nice, and I was there in a dry clean. How many dry clean and suit without the suit? I just had my jacket, and I was going crazy because I needed the chasana, and I didn't know what to do, and my mind was racing. So I decided, you know, what do? I went back to the bus stop that I got off, and all of a sudden, even though, you know, Israelis are gabaldic, they're kind of in your face a little, whatever. We don't talk about that. That's a whole separate topic. So they all started getting very helpful. Like, oh, cool, they get it, but everyone's getting involved. And one guy turns to me, he's like, Hamiknasayim? I'm like, yeah, my pants. He's like, you're wearing pants. I'm like, shkoyach, I'm wearing pants. They were in my suitcase. He's like, why are you walking around with a suitcase? I'm like, okay, different discussion, man. Let's just gotta find them. And I was really losing my brain. I needed my pants. So I decided, so one guy's like, oh, I go to Egypt, da, da, da. I decided, you know what? The Ribbono Shel Olam loves me. I love Hashem. I'm going to find my pants. I was in a lot of places. I actually went out with my wife that morning. I was in a lot of places. I decided, you know what? I'm going to jump on a bus the other way back to Geula. I'm going back to Geula, and all of a sudden, I'm on the bus. On the corner of my eye, I see a black thing in the street. I'm like, no way. Jump out of the bus, like literally almost got hit by like three cars or whatever, I'm talking about that. And I'm running, and my pants are in the middle of Kikar Shabbos. Unbelievable. Yeah? So now when I have my pants, I think they were Calvin Klein pants.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay? Yeah, I got my Calvin Klein pants. And but now there's like 50 cars that ran over them, so I'm like, great, I have my pants, but...
You were going to dry clean.
But I was going to dry clean them. So I bring it to the joint, it's a good dry cleaner. I say, listen, I had a little accident today, you know what I'm saying? He's like, what happened? I'm like, don't ask. He's like, I'll have them brand new for you. And I found my pants. Now, that, okay, you can say it's a strange story. A lot of, there's more details in that story.
To keep your
shop. I didn't just fly there. But I was in biking the shop. Okay? So, but I found it. That's the Yad Deshmaya. That was in my book. I'll tell you another quick one. It also has to do... that's also a crazy story. I'll tell you a really good one. I was actually... One of the shears in the Maseret, I talk about this. Sometimes I talk about this. They asked me to tell me one of the best Yad Deshmayas that I ever had before. So I have a lot. You know, that pants one is a pretty good one. But again, Yad Deshmaya that Hashem is in your life in a practical way. You didn't forget about the question. Don't worry, we're going to come back in a second. So, I was recruiting. I was recruiting for Yerushalayim, and a long time ago already, I'm telling you another story, Siyata Shemaya, this is one of my best ones, okay? And I was recruiting for Yerushalayim, and you know, whenever something happens, whenever something could go wrong, so I'm away, all my kids are going to get sick, Chas V'Shalom, and it's my wife's by herself, and Kanai Nahar, I have a lot of kids, and again, I don't have a car, it's all about the car. And my daughter, she gets a flu shot, and I live in Givat Zev, and at the time, it was the beginnings of this community, it's been around for 10 years, but at that point, they didn't even have a doctor. You have to, like, go on a bus for 15 minutes. So my wife was running a playgroup for, like 12 two-and-a-half-year-olds. I'm destroying all the details. My kids say I mess up all the details, but whatever, it's okay. So there were, like, 12 little kids, two-and-a-half-year-olds, and my wife runs a playgroup. She used to run a playgroup starting at 8:30 in the morning. Now, the busing is complicated. My wife got an appointment with the doctor at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everything's working out. She gets the bus up. She's with my daughter and some of the other kids. And then, all of a sudden, she realizes that there's no buses coming down. There's no buses coming down. So what do most people do? They call a taxi. She calls up the taxi, and the taxi's like, sorry, we don't have taxis. Like, what kind of taxi company doesn't have taxis? That's a little strange. Okay, so now she's starting to, like, there's no buses coming, and she's starting to bug face, getting nervous. Because why? Because there's going to be 12 parents at the front of her door with a shotgun. Where are you, Mora? It's a little traumatic experience. And she was getting really, really nervous. Now. Sometimes I'm friendly, sometimes I'm not, depending on my mood. But there was a bus driver that I started, right, I speak Hebrew, kind of, my kids call me an English doctor. Whenever I open, I said this before, whenever I open up my mouth, they say within 10 seconds, they're like, no, you're not allowed to talk Hebrew. So I don't know Hebrew because my kids, I blame everything on them. So I'm the English tati. But when I see bus drivers, I try to talk to bus driver. You know, I have opportunity to talk to Israeli. I started getting very friendly with a guy, Shloimi. Very friendly with a guy, Shloimi. We became friends. Now, my wife needed to get down. There's no way. How is she going to get down? No taxi, no bus, no nothing. And she started davening to Hashem. Because that's what else are you going to do? Because you got to daven to Hashem. And the bus, if you ever seen it, the bus in Israel, you have buses 00, lo bishayrut. The bus picks someone up, lo bishayrut, that's, they get a big ticket, a big fine. But what was happening, she's davening, her brain's off, she has to get down. And all of a sudden the bus comes, and it says lo bishayrut. Shloimi opens the door, says, I'm friends with your husband, come in. The bus driver. Oh my God. Lo bishayrut means that it's not in service. Tells everyone, come into the bus. Gives my kids lollipops. Siyati Yishma.
Who is the bus driver?
Shloimi!
Is he your friend?
Yes! No!
I didn't know that was your wife.
What?
I didn't know that was your wife.
I don't know. Hashem loves her. Okay. So. Okay, so now. I don't know, maybe she finished my answer. I don't know. But now I want to answer up because stories are good, but we have to take this as sowed, and we're going to answer up all the questions. Okay? Do you know why, says the Gur Aryeh, says the Gevaldik Sforno, says the Gevaldik Ramban, all the Mepharshim say, do you know why the Ribbono Shel Olam that we go out of our way to tell me all the different Masos again? Says the Ramban, says the Sforno, to show that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. He loves us. He's doing everything for us. He's showing us through the travels, reminding us that it's steps, it's amelus. It doesn't come easy. But remember, there's a path to our growth. Everything in life is a path to our growth. Hashem is saying, I'm going to tell you all the Masos. Rashi gives that explanation. Why is Rashi giving you the idea with a headache, right? The idea of getting cold, says the Gur Aryeh, says the Maharal. It's all representing not the headache. It's all talking about different things going on in Jewish history. The headache was different suffering, the different complaining. That Klal Yisrael complained, and still Hashem was with us. We were cold, and Hashem said, I'm gonna hover over you. That's what Aaron represented, the idea that Anani HaKavod, I'm with you. That's the idea that Hashem loves us. The Masos show us, says the Malbim. Why does it say Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because it took 40 years to get out of Mitzrayim, but guess what? The main goal, the main idea is to get to Eretz Yisrael. Even though physically they left Mitzrayim right away, but the main goal is to get to an Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. It's all about the Siyata Deshmaya. Why Aaron HaKohen? Why is the Torah saying and emphasizing the idea of Aaron HaKohen? Says some of the Gedolei Achronim. You know why? Because Aaron represented the idea of Ohi Shom Verode Shom. He cared about Klal Yisrael. He realized the Siyata Deshmaya. He realized that Hashem's with us. And even if someone has a difficulty with someone else, there's a reason for it. There's a plan. There's a reason for everything. And once Aaron died, that's Mematin Mishanichnas Av, right? Tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Av. Why Rosh Chodesh Av? Because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Aaron represented the idea of Avas Chinam. Why is the Torah emphasizing it? Because it's showing that Aaron represented this Midah, that we're going to Eretz Yisrael. We had all of our trials and tribulations and all the struggles. But it's all about that growth, the end goal. The end goal, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meshech Chochma. What's the difference between Ashrei and Hallel? Says the Meshech Chochma. Hallel represents the idea of a Nes Nigle, a big miracle. We don't live life with big miracles. We don't. Right? You're not going to see a Kriyas Yamsuf. We don't live life with big miracles. We live life with Nisim Nistarim. Small little things. I think, you know, when I was in America for that chasana, a guy came over to me. He's like, well, Bloom, I heard your shiur about Siyat Shema. I've been writing it down for the past, let's say, year.
I don't know, making up.
Yeah. I've been writing it down for a year, and I put that in my blessing to Shemaya. That's unbelievable. Again, if two guys, one guy does it, it's awesome. Again, it's hard to write something down, you know? Write it down. How you saw Hashem. It could be something so small, something personal for yourself. Because the Rabbona Shalom loves us. And if you have this personal connection with Hashem, it's a different life. It's a different life. We all have struggles, and not everything works out the way we want. But if you write down and you see Biyad Hashem, even when things don't, I have so many things that things didn't go my way, and it was Siyata Dishmai. Again, it's a high level. Halavai, I should get there, right? But the Siyata Dishmai that Hashem loves us. Where's the turning point in Yosef? Perhaps. Maybe.
Hello.
Maybe a Chalom, maybe Potifar. There's a very interesting.
When he's thrown in the pit.
The when he's thrown in. Spices. What's that, Moshe?
What spices?
The Torah tells us in Parak Lam Zayin, Pasach Hafein, Voracious, Ugmaleim, Nosim, Nachos. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But the camels were holding the spices. Rashi says, which we all know, the Ishmaelim didn't smell so good. And all of a sudden, there was a nice deodorant can, or nice smell, in the car. What's the pshat? Shot is because Yosef said, even though I'm thrown out of my house, still Hashem loves me. Wow, that's a high level. His brothers just tried to kill him. And you see right after that point, every single time he has any interaction with anyone, he keeps on saying, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Shem, Shamayim, Shagur, B'Pif. Chevra, we're getting closer. We're getting close to the 9 days. This is the time. Camp is coming, you know, we still have 2.5 weeks and it's been gavaldic. We have to bring the Siyata Dishmaya, the Rabbona Shalom, into our lives. Everyone could do it. We all could step up our learning. Everyone is learning well and they're steiging, some more, some less than others. You know, I don't have to call anyone out. But within yourself, push yourself. Right? This is a day. Most of the camp's not even here today. This is a real schar of Torah. A lot of some shirim are on trips. It's okay. Yeah? But we are on the trip of our own personal journey. The journey. What's up? The journey, I just said that right now. Right? The journey of life. The masos. How many masos were there?
42.
How many days? How many days of the 9 days? Of the 9-9. How many days of the 3 weeks? That's good. 21. 21 days, 29 nights is 42. Right? That sounds nice. I'll say, whenever someone wants to say anything like sounding Hasidish, they just say it's a Zohar. No one's going to look. It's a Zohar. Okay? I don't know if it's a Zohar at all. Probably not. It's kind of ridiculous to say it's a Zohar. But it's we are on a journey. A journey. What's going on? We are on a journey for life. Okay, but the more we build ourselves, we make Torah. We're making Torah our lives, our Iker. We love Hashem, but we got to make it practical. If we're not learning as much as we can, push yourself. Give yourself an extra 2 minutes. Just say, listen, I don't have to get involved in the hack. Who's the best basketball player? We know where Bloom's the best. Right? We don't care. I mean, it's good. It's nice. But who is the best? Steiger. Who has the closest relation? It's not a competition. But it's who can build that relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, write down the Siyata Dishmayas. Realize that the Rabbona Shalom is in our lives. Realize that we're on the journey, and we're going to make this journey awesome. Everyone should have an awesome Shabbos. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. And everyone should have an amazing day of steiging. Realize how lucky we are to be part of this awesome camp, and realize how lucky we are to be part of this awesome nation. We love Hashem, and Hashem loves us. All right, everyone have an awesome Shabbos.